We change the screen mentally? Yeah, definitely. Basically, there are three broad ways in which what is on the screen can be changed. One is just force yourself to focus on physical reality. Say, for example, we are driving a car and we are lost in thoughts. And then suddenly we see another car just charging towards us. Immediately, okay, what do I do to navigate? So if at the physical level of reality, something demands our attention, then we snap out of our thoughts. And in some ways, deep breathing also does that. When you just try to breathe deeply and become aware of the breath. So the chain of thoughts in which we're getting caught, as we become aware of the breath, it brings us down to the physical level. So generally people also say that, I want to get out of my head. I go out for a walk, go out for a jog. So forcing ourselves to become aware of our physical reality, that is one way of getting out of the head. The other way is analyzing at the level of the thoughts itself. They said that, okay, this screen is coming, change the screen. Now that is possible if we have something which is either important for us or something which is attractive for us. Say, for example, I'm worrying about this and I'm angry about this, I'm resentful about that. The thought chain is going on within me. Now to change that, I need at that time something which is more attractive. So it's if somebody is watching a movie, then they need to see something else which is more attractive than that. Only then they will give up that movie and watch something else. So if we have something like that, that means we have developed some healthy mental habit, not just healthy in terms of it being good, but developed it in the sense that we have become attached to it. Then that can redirect our thoughts. So through intellectual analysis, it is possible. If I am convinced this is very important for me, then I'm going to think about this right now. But otherwise, if something which we are attracted to, then that's the way to combat it at the level of the thoughts itself. And the third level is at the level of the spiritual level. So the spiritual level, if we become aware that I am different from these thoughts, like I am the inner seer, then in general the thoughts are, we could say they are like pop-up windows. If we don't click on it, it will stay for some time, it will just go down. Or like there are some kids, you know, who make all kind of strange faces and they want to catch attention. Now, if nobody pays attention to them, they'll make more and more faces. But after some time when they see nobody is paying attention, then they will just stop. So like that, if we just understand I'm different from this, and then we neglect by situating us at a spiritual level, so that is also possible. So I would say that the physical level is the easiest, but it is not always effective. Because unless we really get involved in the physical activity, I may try to think, I'll breathe deeply, I'm breathing deeply once, twice, thrice, but then I again get caught in my thoughts. So the most effective is at the spiritual level itself. But it'll take time. The more we gain that knowledge and become situated at the spiritual level, then when these thoughts come, we can, okay, this is not important for me. That's how we can change it. Okay. Thank you.